Romans 12:10 talks about be kindly. Let me see, I'll make sure I'm at the right one. Yeah. Be kindly affectioned one to another. With what? Brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. You get out there, you somebody make you mad, you cut up just like they do. You couldn't tell the difference between you and the unsaved person. You know we got cussing Christians, right? You wouldn't be able to tell the, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. But they be here on Sunday. Doing that, it goes right back to the scripture I just read. They able to say, now look at them. Now I just was with them at work, and they cut up on their boss. They acted a plum fool. Tell me, ain't nobody going to get over on me. Ain't nobody going to run over me and talk to me bad. Man, let me tell you this story. When I went to second shift, I hadn't been there a few days. My boss went, slapped off on me. He's like, I'm like, what did I do? He kind of made me mad, but you know what? I made the example, I did it, and I made the example to my son because we were having some issues. And I said, you know what I did, son? I worked hard. He made me mad. You know what most people would have done? I ain't doing nothing. I'm just not. You know what I did? I worked hard. I said, I tell you what, I'm going to work hard. I worked hard that night. I worked hard. I did. He seen me that Saturday. You did a good job. He know he was wrong. He went, I mean, partly was my fault. Then again, it wasn't. I was just new to the job. I'm trying to get the machine to run. The one that I was supposed to be running wasn't acting right. I ain't know enough to fix it. So I got on the one that I knew would run. He had a fit. This one ain't running. This one. Yeah, I mean, he give me a badge and go home. I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? I mean, he said this. If you ain't going to do it, I'm like, man. I thought about it. No, I need my job. Me and off the work, it's in here talking about people, you don't work, you don't eat now. Is it? I need my job. I'll do it, boss. But it didn't feel good. Nobody talked to me like that. Most people would cut up and talk to me like that. And get in there, I explained some stuff, and then he just walked off. Come to find he had another issue with something else, and he kind of lead in on me about it. But I worked harder that day. And that's becoming and being God's man. Why? Because the God in me wouldn't let me act like that. Becoming and being God's man. I'm showing you the example God has given us. It's all in the scripture telling you how to act, how to do, what to do, when to do it. And you'll become God's man. And you'll start being his man. Praise God. Verse 11 says, of that same one, Romans 12:10. And verse 11 reads like this. Come on, y'all got to turn to this. If you don't have it, come on. Not what? Slothful or slothful in what? Forever? What? Serving who? I got to hustle, make this money. I got to go get it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That says serving who? The Lord. We talked partially about this yesterday. It says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. What makes you rich? So instead of chasing the money, you chase the, Now, if he tells you to work 18 hours a day, then guess what? You are operating in the, because he instructed you to do it. But if he says, like he told me, Kenny, I don't want you working all that overtime. I wasn't mad, but I was like, man, the check was looking kind of good there, you know, Lord. Now, I don't want you to do that. Okay. And guess what? The reward is coming. I've already received it. It's going to, let me say it like this, the reward shall manifest. It shall manifest. I already have it. Bill Winston told, y'all heard this story about Bill Winston telling about his wife, and he was in school and she wanted a job. And he said, all right, let's write it down. Got the card. He said, I want 15 minutes from the house. I want a car to go with it. I want a nice office. There's a few other things they named. I want this amount. And then, say, a friend came over and said, Veronica, visit Bill. Got the job yet? She said, yep. He said, where is it? I don't know, but I got it. She told him, I don't know where it is, but I got it. Some company in another country came over and opened up a business. And the business was 15 minutes away. They sent her over, told her, go get you. They went over the list, go down there and pick up your new car. And it was $5,000 over what they asked. It's some more stuff. Now, you have to listen to the whole story. I can't tell it all. So I say the same thing. It's coming. I ain't coming. I already have it. It's just got to manifest. That's being becoming God's man. I don't think I have this wrote down, but in the do's and don'ts. And you don't let little stuff make you not show up. I'm here. Then when I get over there, then I come back to church. Then the next thing that happened, I go away again. Then when I feel get over that little hurt, then I come back to church. You become and being God's man, you're here. You do it no matter what. And many days, I don't want to drive. I'm not trying to put no flowers on me, but man, I drive 120 miles a day, Monday through Friday, to go to work. Some of you do too. But I'm going to keep doing it until something else comes along. Until it's time to do something else. All right, Lord, come on, let's bless these vehicles. They got to get some miles on. Every other weekend, I got to drive 3.5 hours, take my son back. I could be disgruntled, but I get to see my son. Y'all noticed for a while he wasn't here. And that's all I'm going to say about it, but he wasn't here. But now you see him every other week now, don't you? I do what I have to do. I had an attorney tell you, that's all you want. You just want to see your son, don't you?
Yep.
That's all I want to do, see my son. I'm going to teach him. That's becoming being God's man. You be a leader. That's another thing I had on here. You be a leader. Not a dictator. Glory to God. Let me unlock my phone again. Praise God. I'm going to get there in a minute. I promise I won't be just all day. Praise God. I hope I'm helping somebody. That's how you be. That's how the do's and don'ts. That's how you become God's man. That's one of the points I want to make, that is you got to do. And it's you that have to not do on something. You can't be shaken. Next point is you have to seek his direction or his ways. Matthew 6:33, I know we all know it. But seek him when you get ready, when you can. Seek him, you know, every other day, whenever you wake up, whenever you remember. You can get it in on your break, and that's good if you do. Seek ye first the kingdom of, come on, talk to me now. You know you got to talk to me. God and all his, come on, talk to me. And all, I mean, all these things will be added unto you. I know you'll feel like talking, but I'm making you say it so you can hear you yourself say it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all. That's being and becoming God's man. Then you can break that down. This is how you study the Bible. So what is God's righteousness? Then you can go expound on that. That's how you study the Bible. Then you can see that. His ways of Kreflo said God's way of doing things and being right. Well, what is that? What does that entail? What does that consist of? Go search it out. That's how you do it. It's not hard to study the Bible.